I need you to tell me, how badly did I embarrass myself?
Welcome to Good Mythical More.
All right, a little bit of story time. I would like your help and feedback with the encounter that I had.
Okay.
To know if it was okay, or how bad was it?
Okay. You have video evidence?
I have video evidence of this, and I just, you know, I want to set the scene and give you a little background, and I'm just subjecting myself to your analyzation and to you in the comments, and please don't make me regret this.
No, you have to,
or do.
You, here's
matter.
Your punishment for losing that game. You have to go out with a bang. So anytime that I do this, you have to leave, and then you can come back.
Okay.
Don't stop your story, though.
All right, but okay. I can come
and
back.
And then later, quickly. At some point, I may add the Foley to the story. I don't know. I'm such a pro.
You know, they say never meet your heroes. And my understanding of that phrase is that when you meet your hero, they are bound to disappoint you.
Right, because you build them up in your mind.
But what I'm afraid of is that all along, at least for me, that phrase has meant never meet your heroes because you will embarrass yourself in front of them.
Yep, right. Yeah, it's a little bit different with you.
I just don't know if that's exactly what's happened. Now, the hero in question is the alchemist, all right? This is not a magician.
Things into gold.
This is, in my opinion, the best hip-hop producer potentially of all time.
Potentially of all time.
Definitely this year. But the dude's been prolific for 20 years. He's been working with all types of hip hop acts, making the beats, producing. He also tours with Eminem as his DJ. So like some people know him as that, but as a producer, he goes way back.
Makes the cool records that have the.
That's right.
In the
Kendrick
items.
Drake beef, he made the Meet the Grahams song, which Kendrick had for maybe a year, and he didn't even know that it was going to be part of the beef. So he's not in the beef. But I love the way that he works. It's a sample based, like he does a lot of vinyl sampling, and then he makes the tracks, and he works with all of these amazing MCs. And so I just get really into The Alchemist because, like you said, he releases limited editions of albums.
Mm-hmm. Like The Sandwich.
My two favorite albums of the year, Alfredo 2 with Freddie Gibbs and Life is Beautiful with Larry June and 2 Chainz, which came out last year, actually. But those are like... That's annoying. My favorite two albums right now. And he's got an album coming out with Erykah Badu. This dude is just...
He's prolific.
He's my musical hero. I'm obsessed with this guy.
Okay.
I mean, so I follow him on Instagram and I see... Yes, I already have tickets to the Alfredo 2 tour. Of course I do.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Me.
But then I realized, wait, hold on. In 3 days, he's going to be in downtown LA doing his own set.
Oh my goodness.
At this other music convention that I've never...
You don't have to leave. This is sound effects.
That I've never even heard about. And so I hit up the people at PuffCon and I'm like, can I go? Can I get into this thing? I want to see The Alchemist. And they were like, we got you, man. We're going to give you a creator pass. So I go with two of my buddies who I thought would be more interested in this than you.
Right, good choice. I don't do music festivals.
And I show up at this thing and I'll show it to you out of order. I got some footage of him performing, which you can take a look at. Here's The Alchemist, Uncle Al, getting into it. We're not playing the music because of rights issues.
Right.
But
isn't that our floor?
Isn't that amazing, dude? You don't even have to hear it.
I just feel like I'm getting lost.
It's better if you can hear it.
Yeah.
I will say that. It kind of looks like a guy standing behind a table, unless you can hear it.
Right, okay.
And then it's amazing.
Okay.
This is footage I took. I was that close because it matters to me.
Okay.
But
okay.
Before this...
This song about horses?
Hours before this, he announced that he was doing a vinyl pop-up, cash only, at one of the booths around there.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yes, I am going early. I'm gonna wait in the line for as long as it takes. I'm gonna meet my hero, and I'm going to get some limited edition records from him. I'm gonna pay cash for it. I don't even know what you're doing now. And
drama.
I'm gonna get him to sign them because that's what he does. And I've spent so much money on this guy's records, more than any other artist by far. So I get there, and there wasn't much of a line.
Okay.
And there was a guy on the outside, and then he was behind the counter.
Okay.
And so while other people were in line, I kind of walked over, and I'm looking at the list of what albums are still available, and I'm talking to the guy who's like managing the line and working with him.
Did you have a plan? Did you have this is the first thing that I'm going to say?
No. No.
No.
And I also didn't plan on filming anything.
Okay, so you went in with no plan. Is that just typically what you do?
Yeah. So I went in there, and I get up there, and I talked to him a little bit before I started filming, okay? I talked to him a while, and then...
How did you... when you started filming, were you like, can I film this? What did you say?
Well, I decided which records I wanted.
Okay.
And then he gets the records, and when the video starts, you'll see that like he's doing this because it's a trick to get the plastic off a record. You rub it on your leg, and then the heat makes the plastic.
Oh, these are insider tricks.
Insider tricks. And then he rips that off so that he can sign it. So I know that I didn't ask him for permission to film, but like...
Why would you?
Because people film, it's a pop-up. People film him all the time signing records and stuff. And so I just did that. So that's when the video starts, is me... Stop that.
I feel like it adds a lot.
That's when the video starts, okay?
Okay.
And it's only like...
He could have been doing a lot of things.
Premature.
Okay.
Premature start there. This is like a minute and 17 seconds. Maybe we'll just let it play. You just kind of look at what happens, okay. And then you can analyze it. The operative question is, was I good?
Was you good?
Was I good?
Okay, all right. All right, let's watch.
This is my moment right here with my musical hero. I have talked his ear off, and I hope that I haven't ignored him. I tried to tell him about my show, but I didn't want to seem too desperate, but I hope he checks it out.
Number one show on YouTube, apparently.
Oh, what?
Who told you that? Because that's... Oh, wow, so you have heard of it. Yeah, well, what's it called if you've heard of it?
Told me about it. They said they showed me your face. Yeah,
that
record. You're
making
noise out here, man.
Uncle Al definitely knows who I am, and that is like, this is like the best moment of my life.
Okay.
I have given you so much of my money for all of these records because you know how to play the game perfectly. I get so obsessed with it. I've been making everything collectors. Alfredo 2 is absolutely amazing.
Definitely okay, he's like, please leave. Okay.
I mean, I love the Clips album. And I know they're probably going to win album of the year. Do you think they could win album of the year, like, overall?
Why not?
But Alfredo 2, number one for me. Thank you.
Okay, second dab. Okay, all right. Okay, let me...
Yeah, then I stopped recording, but I did not leave at that point.
Now, listen. Now, hold on, let me just say, I'm no body language expert. But let me put my drum down. Okay, so the context here is that if you have a question in your mind
as to whether or not you have talked someone's ear off, the answer will always be yes. Like, if you are now answering, just as someone who's been with you many places, if you're asking that question out loud, and I'm not there, because usually what I'll say is, hey, we need to pull back a little bit.
Yeah.
We need to pull back. We need to calm down. We need to stop talking. If you're saying that out loud, then the answer is going to be yes, you've already talked too much. And I can see it on his face, because he's kind of, there's sort of this is happening. He's sort of going.
Wincing? He was wincing?
Just a little bit.
I think someone might have been stepping on his foot.
Now.
I will point out
that
the two buddies that I took with me.
They had left.
When I got in line, they said, well, they're going to go somewhere else.
Right.
I think they didn't want to be a part.
They didn't want to be around for this.
So they abandoned me, man.
Okay, so then he signs it, and then he says, apparently the number one show on YouTube, which sounds like that's something that you must have said.
I don't think I said it like that,
well, then,
you know?
Why?
He said a little birdie told him.
I think you're the birdie. Was there anybody else talking to him about this? I don't know. This is the part that I don't know. Was there a time in which somebody came up to you and said, he's got a big show or something like that?
Somebody came up to me?
Come up to him.
And talked about my show?
Yeah.
Only me.
Okay, right. Okay, so you were the birdie.
I was the birdie.
You said it was the number one show on YouTube.
I would never have said that.
Well, that's what he said.
Number one show on YouTube. Never have said that.
Okay.
I might have said it was a popular, long-running daily show on YouTube or something.
Okay. But he took that as the most popular. Then he dabbed you up, which is usually like, this is the end of the conversation. Like,
and did you see, like, maybe let's see that part, because I know that I've been practicing that.
Yeah, we had a whole thing where I explained, like, even though I don't go to places where I might need to do this, I have taught Link, I gave him some videos to watch and what he should do, because he had some misconceptions about what was involved in this process. And it was, we were over, I don't know whose house, we were at your house.
A story within a story, I'm
Link,
not ready for
and
this.
And then Link was basically practicing his dap, and it was, as you might guess, way more aggressive than it should have been. It had a second hold, and it was really aggressive. And I was like, you can't come in that aggressive. And so I think you got pretty good at it. But it's about
Let's
that
see.
Initial
take,
pop.
Take a look. Here it is. Here's the first.
Definitely my favorite album of the year. I mean, I love the Clips album.
Okay, hold on. So see the grimace on his face. He's ready for you to go. You did a pretty good 8 out of 10 dap. And then now you said, I love the Clips album, which is an album that he produced, right?
No. He had nothing to do with that.
Hold on. So you've just dapped him up, and now you're talking about another album that he had nothing to do with?
Right.
Why?
Well, as I said,
why are you, Alex?
I'm just talking shop with the guy now. We're friends now. We've dabbed up, and now we're talking about other artists and connecting.
That's
over
like
that.
You're meeting LeBron, and you're like, Steph Curry, I love Steph Curry. Like, no. right as you're leaving.
But what I said was, just listen to what I said.
And I know they're probably going to win album of the year. Do you think they could win album of the year, like, overall? Why not? But Alfredo 2, number one for me.
See? There you go. Second down. So, you see what I was doing there?
Not really.
Talking a little shop, acknowledging that there are some really good albums out there. The Clips album may win album of the year. Not just rap album of the year, album of the year.
Okay, so you're just talking about things in general.
Yeah, we're connecting.
Does he have an album that could be up for album of the year?
Alfredo 2 could be rap album of the year.
Number one for you.
But not, it's number one for me.
But definitely not going to beat Clips.
That's really what I was saying.
Yeah. Okay, so now at this point, he's ready for you to leave.
Second down.
And then you left.
No. Then I kept talking to him, and then the guy...
You kept talking... He's...
I don't know. I couldn't
twice.
Stop talking to him because I was so excited to talk to him. And the guy next to me, I did notice he was filming it. from another angle. And I do think that that encouraged
me. We'll see if this pops up on the internet.
He was filming it on a GoPro from over here.
Number one show on the internet interacts with the alchemist.
Exactly. He was filming. He was like, you know what? I'll check this fool out later and I'll see if he's lying.
How many daps did you do?
No more. And this is what the guy said to me. He said, man, it's, you know, a line. The line's getting long. You probably need to go.
No, there's people behind you?
And then I looked.
Whoa. There's people behind you?
Well, and then I looked behind me, and there was nobody behind me.
Oh, he said the line is getting long, and the line didn't even exist.
And so I turned around, I looked at the line, and there was no line. And then I looked back at
They lied to you about the line.
I looked back at my hero, and I looked at this guy, and I said, man, there's no line back there. And I kept talking to him. And he did laugh at that. He did laugh at that.
I am so glad I wasn't there.
And then we had a little bit of an exchange about something.
That you didn't film.
That I was doing. Again, this is private conversation where I was doing all of the talking. And then the guy starts asking me a question. I don't know what it was. So tell me more about your channel. You eat food or something? And I was like, listen, man, I'd answer your question, but there's a whole line of people behind you that want to talk to me.
And then you walked away.
And then I walked away. And then I realized I hadn't paid for the records. So I came back. But somebody else was talking to Uncle Al, so I just went over here and talked to the guy, and I gave him the money.
So you have no more videos?
No more videos, but I do have a picture of both albums signed that I bought, which I sent to my family immediately afterward.
Okay.
That is Skeleton Key by Rock Marciano, and that is an instrumental album that is not on streaming that I'm very happy to have. So I think all told, pretty good. I got what I came for. It's not good, is it?
Well, it's not great.
It's not great. It's not good at all.
I don't know if
I'm fanboying. I know you don't think fanboying or fangirling is ever a good look. But being unabashedly,
I fanboyed with Merle Haggard.
And being unabashedly, you know, happy to see somebody and a little talkative, it's kind of like your heart on your sleeve, right?
Yes. I'm just saying that if you're not going to take somebody with you into the line, maybe you need a little timer for yourself. Yeah. Maybe you should set a timer. You know, when you start a conversation with someone that you really admire, maybe you set a little timer and then it goes off after, like, I mean, how long do you think?
So it like ticks and then it goes off?
You know, you set your, you know how.
He's going to think that's weird. Like this guy.
No. You know how like when you're on a date, I don't go on dates with anybody but my wife, so I don't do this. But there is a trick for when you're on a date to give yourself a phone call or have somebody call you at a certain time so you can, if you're out just in case. You can like, there's like apps where you can like set a fake phone call, a fake text. And you're like, excuse me, and you look down, and it could just be your
timer. So I should have put a timer. So I should have acted like I got a call.
I think that you lose track of time. I'm just going by the body language, the double dap, the wincing in the face, and I'm just thinking that we could have gotten out earlier. If I was there, If I was there, I would have been like,
but
all
even
right,
that,
let's go.
That's not a good look.
Let's go. So yeah, you could just do it on your phone.
Man, and what's that? I think I blew it.
You didn't blow it, but you know what? Next time, when you meet your other hero, because I don't think you should meet him again. I think you did. I think you did all the meetings you needed to do. I think when you meet your next hero, I think you go in with a little bit more of a plan. That's all, you know?
Okay.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
All right. Someone's going to call me. That's my plan.
Yeah. Just a little timer. Right.
Okay.
Just a little timer.
Just a little timer. But, hey, the records are great. Al is having the best year ever. Producer of the year. But I do recommend the Clips album.
You congratulated him on that.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's had quite a year.